ஓம் ஸ்ரீ சாய்ராம். ஜெயதேவ்ஸ் தசாவதார், ஒன் ஆஃப் த கிரேட்டஸ்ட் நேம்ஸ் இன் த ஆனல்ஸ் ஆஃப் டிவோஷனல் போயட்ரி இஸ் தட் ஆஃப் மகாகவி ஜெயதேவ், தி ஏன்ஷியன்ட் போயட் ஆஃப் ஒடிஷா. ஹிஸ் கீத கோவிந்தா இஸ் ஒன் ஆஃப் ஹிஸ் கிரியேஷன்ஸ் விச் ஹாஸ் என்சாண்டட் the devotees over centuries. Its diction and the mellifluous flow of words are embedded in the hearts of those who listen to it even once. The poem depicts the 10 avatars of Lord Krishna, which is the story of evolution itself. Each stanza describes the purpose and the achievement of the avatars, celebrating the glory of each. It has been sung and danced to by many number of artists since its composition. There are many stories related to its composition. It is said that once when Jayadev failed to complete one line in the stanza, it was the Lord himself who filled the gaps, coming in the guise of the poet himself. There were other minor poets who, out of jealousy, tried to harm him and belittle him. But Lord Jagannath himself showed his preference for Gita Govinda over all others through this wonderful miracle. It's even now a custom to sing this immortal song with its sweet melody to put the Lord to sleep. The students of Sri Satya Sai Vidya Vihar Brahmapur humbly offer this little group dance at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord. Jai Sai Ram.
कलेवनिमग्ना के Bhaktikamaniyam Dashamukhamauruli Balingramani Prostrations at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Revered elders, brothers and sisters, loving Sai Ram to all of you. Lord Jagannath, the Lord of the universe, residing in his holy abode at Puri in Orissa, one of the four dhams in India, is worshipped by millions across the globe as the Lord of Kali Yuga. Unlike the idols of other deities, the idols of Lord Jagannath, his elder brother Balabhadra, sister Subhadra and Sudarshan, seated on the Ratna Simhasan inside the Sanctum Sanctorum, are all made of neem wood. These idols get replaced by the new idols whenever the month of Ashad falls twice in a year, which is otherwise called Juda Ashad. This is similar to the Atma shedding an old and worn out body and assuming a new one. This changeover is called Navakalevar. Navakalevar is a process involving various rituals with deep spiritual significance. Legend says that after Lord Krishna ended his earthly sojourn, his mortal remains were consigned to flame by Arjuna, but the divine content, Brahma Padartham, within the body could not be burnt. Not knowing what to do, Arjuna immersed the Brahma Padartham in the ocean, and the Brahma Padartham assumed the form of a log, Daru, and floated down to Banki Muhana at Puri. The same night, King Indradyumna had a dream in which the Lord instructed him to collect the log, make the idols, construct a temple and install them there. This year being the year of Navakalevar, an event taking place after 19 long years, the youth of Odisha, in the divine presence of our Lord and before this august audience, present a short play named Navakalevar, based on the unique event with its rich philosophy and glorious legend, which reaffirms the truth that body is ephemeral and death is certain to everyone born on this earth, while the spirit within never dies. Sai Ram.
जेबे सेई दारु मिली श्री क्षेत्र को मु आसी चली जीव जेबे सेई दारु मिली श्री क्षेत्र को मु आसी चली जग मोर नुआ बेस हेब नव कळे बर रूप नेब बर रूप नेब एठी से दारु अछि एठी से दारु अछि सपन मु देखि छि हो आज्ञा माण ओहो आज्ञा माण नै आसि छि मु आज्ञा माण नै आसि छि
Anything special today? Where are the sevakas of Mahaprabhu Jagannath proceeding to? I don't understand. When Lord Jagannath is inside, where are these sevakas going, holding garlands in their hands?
Well, Venkat, today is Chaitra Sukla Dasam. This year, there is Choda Asada. So, there will be Navakalevara. These sevakas are going on Banayaga Yatra.
जोड़ा आषाढ़ नवकलेवरा वनजाग ऑल दीज आर न्यू टू मी
ऑल राइट लिसन वन एक्स्ट्रा मंथ ऑफ आषाढ़ इन अ ईयर इज कॉल्ड जोड़ा आषाढ़ वेन एवर देर इज जोड़ा आषाढ़ इन अ ईयर देर विल बी नवकलेवरा
ओके ओके व्हाट इज नवकलेवरा
रिप्लेसिंग द प्रेजेंट आइडल्स बाय न्यू वंस इज नवकलेवरा
इज इट How it is possible? Does Navakalevara take place every time there is Joda Ashada?
Yes, yes. This is the tradition since ages. Venkat, do you know this time it is taking place after 19 long years?
Oh, really? Then what is Banajaga?
Venkat, the idols of four deities are made of neem wood. With strict austerity and devotion, the right tree which satisfies all the specifications is to be located. This entire process of going in search of the tree to making of the new idols is known as Banajaga. In the word Banajaga, Bana means forest and Jaga means Yajna.
By the way, why Yajna in the forest?
Venkat, Narasimha is the forest god. In Narasimha Avatar, the Lord comes out of a wooden pillar. Therefore, the auspicious tree chosen for making the idols is to be propitiated with Patali Narasimha Mantra before felling it. With the wood from this tree, the idols are made. Everything happens as per His divine command.
Really? There is so much in it. I never knew. But you said divine command. What is that?
My dear friend, it is not only during Navakalevara. Skanda Purana says, the Lord in the form of a log of wood came floating up to the point of confluence at Banki Muhana.
Lord, blessed indeed I am. Blessed indeed is this Indradyumna. His life got sanctified by thy divine darshan, O compassionate one.
O king, what happened? What happened?
I will turn mad, Vidyapati, I'll turn mad. today the blue-colored Lord, the one with Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma, appeared in my dream. Having had that divine darshan, my life is fulfilled.
Blessed you are, O King, blessed you are.
The story doesn't end here, Vidyapati, the story doesn't end here. The all-merciful Lord, with the enchanting smile on his tender lips, issued me a command.
Command? What command, O King?
The Lord said, my child Indradyumna, no more you should long to have my darshan as Nilamadhava. Arjuna consigned the mortal remains of Lord Krishna into flames, but the divine object inside could not be burned. Not knowing what to do, he immersed the object into the ocean, which floated all the way to Banki Mohana as a log of wood. This is the Daru Brahma with which the idols are to be made by you, Indradyumna. You are to make the idols and install them in a temple to be built by you.
Maharaj, you are indeed blessed. God has chosen you as an instrument to install his Daru Swarupa in the temple.
Come, Vidyapati, let us not delay. Nila Madhava, whose darshan you had in the secret cave of Vishwabasu, will appear as a log of wood with Shankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma marks near Banki Mohana. Let's go, Vidyapati, let's go and wait there.
Victory, victory be to the King.
Any message?
His Majesty, a great wonder, wonder of wonders has happened.
Tell, messenger, what is that wonder?
Maharaj, along the southern coast, in the bluish water of Mahodadi, at the confluence near Banki Mohana, a huge log of wood came floating in sea water. It is a massive, wonderful log.
Daru, you mean?
Yes, Maharaj, wondrous Daru. Some Khachakra Gada Padma signs clearly visible on it, and a brilliant ray of light was constantly emerging from it.
Vidyapati, the Lord has arrived. Let us go. Let us go and have darshan of the Daru Brahma. Messenger, you lead us to the spot.
Oh, then Lord Narayana himself manifested here in this manner.
My friend, not only this, the Daru did not move an inch despite the best efforts at Banki confluence.
Oh, is it? What happened then?
What will happen? Perhaps God wanted his ardent devotee and tribal chief Vishwabasu and King Indradyumna together should lift the Daru. When they did that, the Daru became as light as cotton. Mysterious indeed are the ways of God.
Oh God, yes, what you said is absolutely correct.
Venkat, as per Lord Jagannath's command, till this day, the progeny of Vishwavasu as Daitapatis and that of Vidyapati as Sevaka serve the Lord in Sri Mandir. During Navakalebar, one among the Daitapati performed the rituals connected with Navakalebar.
Do you mean to say only two do the entire job?
No, no. Their entire clan joined in this holy task. It began with Banajaga Yatra, first to temple of goddess Mangala at Kakatpur.
Why do first go to Mother Mangala?
Because she is Prakriti, she is Sakti. No venture will be successful without her blessings. There they do Chandipat and other rituals connected with Devi Puja, and pray her to advise them to move in which direction to locate the sacred tree. The goddess finally appears in the dream and gives necessary instructions.
Interesting. What happens after that?
After that, the Daitapatis along with Shrotriya Brahmins move in the direction as suggested by goddess in search of Daru tree. They finally select a tree that fulfills all the features.
Madhav, you said there should be certain features on the tree. What are those features?
That's very interesting. There will be no nest on the tree. A cremation ground should be nearby. There should be an ant hill at the root of the tree. There should be a cobra inside the tree. And what is most important is, there should be a clear sign of Sankha, Chakra, Gada and Padma on the tree.
Oh, really? It's very interesting. Can there be a tree which satisfies all these features?
Yes, that is the greatness of Lord Jagannath. Then purificatory rites for the tree are performed before starting the yajna. After the yajna, the tree is felled and the daru is transported to Shrikhetra in a cart called Sagari.
Oh, what happens to making of idols?
Yes, the new idols are made in Mahasmasana, also known as Koili Vaikuntha, which is situated inside the temple premises. This is done by the progeny of Vishwakarma Ananta Maharana.
Madhav, who is this Vishwakarma Ananta Maharana?
It was Vishnu himself who, in the name of Ananta Maharana, appeared before Maharaja Indradumna.
Why did he do so?
Who else could make such extraordinary idols? When the king was worried over who could make the idols, it was Lord Jagannath himself who appeared before him and offered him service to construct the idols.
This again is very interesting.
Seeing the lean and thin figure and trembling hands, the king initially had doubts about the ability of Ananta Maharana to perform such sacred task.
Oh, is it?
Victory! Victory be to the king!
Any tidings, Vidyapati?
O king, you will have no more worries. He is Ananta Maharana. He has volunteered to make the idols.
This old man, with such a frail body, can he make the idols of Daru?
O king, it's not wise to judge a person by his physical appearance only. In him, I find a man with deep spiritual insight.
Of course, that is true. But,
O king, don't get stuck with ifs and buts. I have seen everything in creation. Sun, moon, stars, planets, and of course the entire galaxy. I have seen rivers, mountains, oceans and deserts. I have seen with these eyes the seven colors of rainbow and gradual blossoming of bud to a flower.
What you said, I could not follow, Ananta.
I said nothing, Maharaj. I only said, once my hammer and chisel starts working, none can stop them.
Vidyapati, I am totally confused in the grip of an unknown fear.
There is no world without fear and panic, O king. This is the most sattvic emotion in you.
Maybe this is the will of God.
Yes, not a leaf moves without his will.
This man looks so strange. It is all his will. Anyhow, the idols are to be made. Brother Ananta, can you really do it?
Listen, O king. This entire creation is my play. Have faith, O king. Have faith. Everything will be all right.
Let it be so. Vidyapati, take him to the Darugriha.
But I have a condition.
Again, condition?
How can there be a work without condition? I shall be inside the Darugriha for 21 days. the doors will remain closed. I shall not touch food or water. I shall use the five elements of creation for making the idols and paint the idols with the colors from Mother Nature.
Vidyapati, I can't bear this anymore. Take away this Ananta to that Darugruha. Oh God, you only know your plans. Ordinary mortals with limited minds can never comprehend your plan. Let thy will be done, O Lord.
Yes, yes, O King. This creation is his Sankalpa. The all-pervading consciousness is his Sankalpa. You are his Sankalpa. I am also his Sankalpa. He is Anadi, Ananta, the only changeless entity in this world of change.
What have I done? Posterity will blame me for this heinous act. How could I get this despicable idea to ask Queen Gundicha to open the door before it was 21 days? The idols remain incomplete. Oh Lord, pardon me for my sins. I have failed in living up to your expectation. I am the worst sinner. I shall atone my sin by shedding my life.
में नीला चल क्यों अब
अपनी कलेवर चून लिया, अपनी मूरत अपने हाथ में, अपनी ही मूरत अपने हाथ में, कैसा अनुपम रूप लिया रे, कैसा अनुपम रूप लिया, हे चक्र नयन ये कैसा जन्म, भाई बहन के साथ है नारायण, हे नारायण जगन्नाथ, हे नारायण हे करे, स्वागत करे अपरंपार, जय जगन्नाथ जय जगन्नाथ, सागर लहर में स्वागत करे, स्वागत करे अपरंपार, मेघ गरज कर जय जय करते, गरज कर जय जय करते, जय नारायण जगन्नाथ, जय नारायण जगन्नाथ, वही ब्रह्म घट नए शरीर में बदला प्रभु के साथ हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ हे नारायण, हे जगन्नाथ हे नारायण हे जगन्नाथ, नारायण 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 नारायण, जगन्नाथ जगन्नाथ हे
Frustrations of Devarshi, your Indradyumna today has no place even in hell.
Narayan, Narayan, don't think like that. It was his will.
His will?
Yes, his will. He willed to assume this form.
How can it be, Devarshi? Hands stretched parallel with no palms, a body without legs, huge, big, round eyes as if to devour the whole creation. Lips seem to be flames, fearsome yet beautiful.
Narayan, Narayan, watch the idol closely, Indradyumna. It is the beautiful manifested form of the unmanifest Brahman. The two hands, traced like two straight lines, will never meet, but will take the whole creation into its loving fold. He has no hands, but all hands are his. He has no legs, but all legs are his. His two eyes symbolize the sun and the moon. Sun radiating knowledge and moon radiating love all around. His lips represent the fire principle that sustains the creation. His dark blue complexion speaks of the unfathomable one whom mind cannot reach nor speech can express.
Revered saint, How foolish I was not to understand the deeper significance of the form of Lord Jagannath. Today I was blessed to see the light.
Narayan, Narayan. Yes, Indradyumna. He manifested out of his sweet will to confer Ananda on all of us. Indradyumna, where is your Ananda Maharana?
Yes, yes, yes. Ananta, Ananta, Ananta Maharana, where are you?
Narayan, Narayan. Oh King, where will you find the one who has neither beginning nor end? By now, you must realize that Ananta Maharana is none other than Lord Vishnu himself.
Lord Vishnu himself? Oh God, how unfortunate I am. How unfortunate I am. You came to me, O Lord, but I failed to recognize you. All the while I looked at you as a frail old man, O Lord, and questioned your ability in making the idols. You were so near, O Lord, and yet so far from me.
My dear Indradyumna, he is Daivam Manusha Rupena, Narayana. No one knows his Maya. Narayan, Narayan.
Narayan, 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 Narayan.
Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, his foremost devotees, King Indradyumna and tribal chieftain Vishwavasu, the loyal minister Vidyapati, recovery of Daru from Banki River mouth, making of idols and the conversation between Indradyumna and Narada. All these are unparalleled. Now idols are ready. What about the temple?
This is also interesting. King Indradyumna goes with Narada to Brahma Loka to personally invite Brahma for construction of the temple and installation of the idols.
Oh, did Brahma do that?
Yes, Indradyumna constructed the temple and Lord Brahma installed the four idols.
Glory be to Lord Jagannath and his famous temple at Puri. My life would have been incomplete had I not visited Puri.
But Venkat, one more unique thing unparalleled in the history of mankind.
Unique thing? What is that?
Please do the devotion of King Indradyumna. The Lord grants him a boon. And what Indradyumna asked from the God, so far no devotee has ever asked.
What was the boon he asked for?
Brahma Pada
रंजन नाम जगन्नाथ त्रिभुवन रंजन नाम जगन्नाथ त्रिभुवन रंजन नाम
with your devotion. Your attitude of surrender is rarely seen in this world. Your single-pointed devotion to me has made me immensely happy. Ask me any boon, I shall fulfill it.
Mahaprabhu, how fortunate I am to get thy darshan with these eyes. You are the master. You are the master. I am just thy instrument. As such, I have no desires except one.
Indradyumna, be free to express your desire. I am Bhakta Paradhina, duty bound to attend to your needs.
Oh Lord, you have given me more than what I deserve. What more should I crave for? I have only one fear. You are my master. I am your servant. Never for a moment shall I have the feeling that I am the doer. But I don't want in future my progeny ever boastfully speak of my installing you in the temple. For that, please bless me not to have progeny. With me, my lineage should end. Further, O Lord, promise me that you will make this temple your abode for eternity.
How great is your devotion, surrender and sacrifice, O Indradyumna, for which you will be remembered forever. You installed me in the temple with all the paternal love and care. I assure you that as a dutiful son, after your demise, I shall perform your last rites till you attain Vaikuntha. The whole world will remember the spirit of father and son between you and me.
Prostrations to the bluest lord of the blue mountain, Nilachala, whose grace flows incessantly to the hearts of his devotees.
Good. Deva.
Sai Sadguru Ram.
श्यामल कोमल दानव भंजन राम साई श्यामल कोमल
Mom. Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai